El Chapo has been to trial. They've got him. He's been found guilty. And he will be sentenced, they think, on June 25th. Now, he's been in prison twice in Mexico. And he's broke out or escaped somehow.
Oh, it was really easy.
Yeah.
The first time he escaped in a, air quote, laundry basket, where then I believe he was driven by the help of Mexican police to safety. And the second time, a tunnel was built that led right up to his cell. And the video of him getting in his shower or whatever it was, and like a hole just appears, and he walks down a set of stairs, gets on a motorcycle, and takes off.
It's almost like Dannemora, except a lot easier.
The easiest thing ever.
Well, where he's going, he's going to have a little tougher time breaking out, because not only has nobody ever broke out of this place, I don't know if anybody's ever tried, because this is the biggest, baddest boy that we have here in this great land of ours. It is the ADX. It's in Florence, Colorado, which is about 100 miles south of Denver and a little bit to the west, I believe, of Pueblo. And it's kind of right where, you know, the Rockies meets the flat land.
Right.
Except it's definitely in mountains. And yes, it is real, real hard to break out of this place. Prisoners spend about 23 hours a day in single soundproof cells. Facilities are made of poured concrete. There's no way for them to harm themselves. And they are supervised for 24 hours. And the staff inmate ratio is very, very high here.
Yeah, and the 1 hour that they do get outside per day, they're in some sort of cage outside.
Yeah.
It's like that, okay, yeah, we'll let you outside, but you got to dress up in the Hannibal Lecter dolly. You know? Yeah. They're caged outside.
They say that our civilians who have been inside this place, I guess prisoners are allowed to talk to their lawyers, and their lawyers are able to come in there and visit them. And after, the lawyers who have been in there all say that it's really weird because it's absolutely silent in there. When you're walking through the halls, you hear the sound of your feet and you don't hear anything else. And they say that they are so clamped down in this place that only one prisoner is allowed to move about from one place to another at a time. So
they call it. Why do they say it's quiet? Just because the prisoners are just so beaten down that they don't even.
Yeah, there's just no noise.
Or
they don't interact.
Is it soundproof?
They don't interact with each other.
I don't think it's soundproof. They just they're never in a place where they can interact with each other.
There's no big common room where they're sitting there, you know, watching Judge Judy or something like that. I mean, they're alone in that cell, and it's a little bitty cell. It's not as small as Alcatraz. By the way, the nickname is Alcatraz of the Rockies. But it's small, and you have a bed with a thin mattress, a little twin bed with a thin mattress. You have a toilet, and you have a shower. So you do have your own shower. And part of the rationale behind having your own shower is they don't want these guys to talk to one another. They don't want any bathroom communication. They don't want anything going on.
No planning.
No. Nothing. And, yeah, not only, like you said, no one even knows how they would begin to escape.
Yeah. Among others who he will join in there, please find Larry Hoover of the Gangster Disciples, Tyler Bingham of the Aryan Brotherhood, let's see, Ted Kaczynski.
Unabomber, man.
Yes, is in there. Eric Rudolph is in there.
He's the Atlanta Bomber.
Timothy McVeigh was in there.
He dead.
But he is dead right now.
What about Terry Nichols?
He's in there. And also in there, you will find the mother of them all, Zacharias Moussaoui.
Yep, the 9/11 conspirator.
Isn't one of the Sarnaev?
Jokar, yeah.
Jokar's in there.
Jokar Sarnaev.
God. Yes,
was that Boston Metal Bats?
Joe Karsan and I have.
The Boston Marathon bomber.
Yes.
Yes. So anybody who is anybody in the world of really, really big time crime, this is where you wind up if they view you dangerous enough.
So, okay. So there's a lot of people, a lot of names in here that I wasn't familiar with, guys that were there. Did you name Richard Reed?
No, I didn't.
Richard Reed, the shoe bomber. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. The reason we all have to take our shoes off at TSA
yes,
now.
Yes, he is in there. They say the underwear bomber, Umar Farouk Abdullah Matalib. I don't know who he is, but he has...
He bombs your underwear?
He goes by the underwear bomber.
Some people call me that.
Right. Michael Swango, a serial killing doctor who poisoned 60 of his patients. Let's see, the former Bonanno crime family boss, Vincent Basciano. So they've got anybody and everybody, you know, from Ted Kaczynski to mafia crime bosses to Middle Eastern terrorists. It's like some sort of, you know, like, what do they call it where Superman and Batman, the League of Justice, the Hall of Justice?
The Justice League of America.
This is where all the super criminals are.
Yeah.
And they never talk to each other.
If they could, the alliances that could be formed.
I know.
We could rule the world.
They say that one of the biggest luxuries that a guy can get on the inside is if one comes loose and you've minded your P's and Q's and they think well enough of you, then they will give you a cell that has a small slit in the door where light from the outside gets inside.
Slit.
That's nice.
And you can have some kind of bearing as to what time of day it may be. God. Mm. Man, I think that's what would make me craziest of all in there.
What, no sunshine?
Just not knowing what time it is or anything, like just not having my bearings.
What year is this?
They say that you know, you may be bipolar or you may be schizophrenic or whatever. They do not hand out any drugs in there, so you just deal with it on your own. Whatever you're going through, you deal with it.
That's your thing.
They say,
man,
we don't give out feel good drugs here at Supermax.
Interesting.
Yep. They say that there is a library in there, mm-hmm. which they describe as a room with a computer. So there's not a lot of books or buck options there.
Wonder what they're able to do on that computer.
I don't know. I probably computer, not a lot.
A Cumulus station.
But I wonder how many... I wonder.
It's like our control room. Can't do much.
I wonder if the guys that are there, the guards that are there... You know, it's one thing to be Ted Kaczynski... Or, you know, the Unabomber or Eric Rudolph or any of these guys that committed these crimes. Or even Zacharias Moussaoui, part of a larger group. Do you think, though, that this guy, that El Chapo coming there, gets their guard up even more because of the amount of money that's behind him?
It's got to.
Yeah.
And the amount of resources that this guy has.
There is no doubt.
$14 billion cash.
Right.
When he was arrested in 17.
And also his history of being able to break out. That's got to open their eyes, too.
That's the number, Danny, they assigned to him?
According to an article that was tweeted to me.
14 billion?
17, I believe.
17 billion?
Oh, yeah, 14 in 2017.
Oh, man. You know, it doesn't sound like he's going to be able to do that at this place, but the likelihood of him trying is certainly there.
Well, they say that after Alcatraz closed, you know, they were looking for something, somewhere to put the worst of the worst. And you can't put guys like this in normal prison.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Yeah.
You know what's scary is that I know this guy is going to be the trials in June or the sentencing's in June. Dude, you know how long that is and how the opportunities that may present themselves?
Yeah.
Where are they holding him?
Is he in New York City? The trial was in New York City.
Yeah, it was in Brooklyn.
So I don't know if they're holding him there, if that's just where the trial was to get him away from the border, but I have no idea.
That's a long way away.
I know, and it's scary as hell.
Yeah. They say that these guys are allowed to exercise for an hour a day, and they exercise in a concrete pit that looks like an empty swimming pool. And it, too, is designed to prevent them from knowing their location in the facility. This whole thing is based on making sure these guys don't know where they are.
Well, I mean, they know where they are.
No, he's talking about within the facility.
Within the facility, relative to the outside world.
Okay.
So if they try to escape, you know, they don't know which way to go.
All meals come through slits in the interior door, Norm.
Slit.
As does any face-to-face human interaction with a guard or psychiatrist, chaplain, or imam. They say they go routinely, they will go days and days and days with only a few words spoken to them. There's the insanity right there.
Yeah.
No human interaction.
Yes.
That's a basic need.
Sounds like a really, really dreary place. But when you do stuff like these guys have done, that's what you wind up with.
God, and you know what? You know what's got to be? It's almost like in Alcatraz. When you take that tour and for them to be on that island and they can look out and see San Francisco, they can see Sausalito, that had to kill them inside. They could hear, they could literally hear on New Year's Eve the parties that were going on across the water in Sausalito. They could hear women talking, and it made them insane. Here, though, they know that the mountains are right there. The Rocky Mountains are within an earshot, eye shot, whatever, and there's just, that's it. They can't get there. It's got to be maddening.
Man, I'm looking at some of the other guys are in here. A lot of Al-Qaeda-related stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's more than just Zacharias Moussaoui in here.
What about Chemical Ali? Did he make it?
No, I don't see Chemical Ali in here.
I hate you for referencing him.
Why?
Because that was your default guy back in the day.
He's like making a comeback.
When we would make jokes about all those idiots, Chemical Ali was your guy. It was 20 years ago, and I still remember it.
I applaud you for referencing him and bringing him to mind once again.
He was the one that masterminded the chemical warfare.
Yes.
We have Muhammad Ali. They have Chemical Ali.